Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I ask is that you show a little bit of appreciation, but I just sit 20 minutes to relax when I come home instead of being attacked with questions and nag the whole damn thing.
You think that I nag you?
That's all you do. All you do is nag me. Nothing I ever do is ever good enough. I just want to be left the hell alone.
The hell alone.
The hell alone.
After all that you've been through, how could I put you through the same, girl? Tired of the games and I don't want to play no more. And after all that we've been through, yeah, I know we've been through a lot, girl. I know things won't be the same, I know things won't be the same, baby.
Basing all my relationships off the past, I never knew how long this shit would last, and now I'm sitting here, I'm mad. But nothing lasts forever, but if I knew what I knew then I would've done you better. Let's just speak the truth. And when I think of love, I think of you. How selfish of me not to see it from your point of view. You been wanting real love, I know that shit is overdue. It's hard to move on when I'm not even over you. Loud.
I know I play with your mind, girl. I know I wasted your time, girl. Yeah, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. I know I play with your heart, girl. Yeah, I know I did, I know I did, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more.
Reminiscing off old days, hoping that I'm strong enough to carry my own weight. Shawty moving on, I know we move at our own pace. Just hoping we can have another chance at it one day. Living life fast, speeding up and then I crash. Where I see my life flash and now all I think of is you. But I let time pass, thanking God for what we had. Cause though you're not here by my side, still have memories of you, I won't forget you, baby. How could I be so selfish? All about the green, I got the nigga on his elf shit. Shawty gave me soul, so she was on her Elvis. And true love, I felt it, and now I can't feel shit, it's fucking with me. But truth be told is I'm the one to blame. Cause all a nigga did was play a lot of games, feeling dumb and so ashamed. Now I'm trying to maintain, but at the same time, things won't be the same. I know things won't be the same, baby. And yeah, I miss you, baby. I wanna kiss you, baby. How could I be so shady? Don't blame yourself, put it all on me. But baby, I'ma get it right. But you know I won't change overnight. But I'ma put in work, baby, overtime. Cause I don't wanna play these games no more.
I don't wanna play, I don't wanna play, I don't wanna play, I don't wanna play these games no more. I don't wanna play these games no more. No, no, no. I don't wanna play, I don't wanna play, I don't wanna play, I don't wanna play these games no more. These games no more. So, so sorry, baby.
I play with your mind, girl. I know I wasted your time, girl. Yeah, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. I know I play with your heart, girl. Yeah, I know I did, I know I did, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more.
Really? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
That's what you want?
Yeah.
Fine, great. Do whatever the hell you want.
What?
I'm done! I don't deserve this. I really do not deserve this. I deserve somebody who gives a shit. I'm not spending one more second of this life with some inconsiderate prick. You're a prick!
I don't wanna play. I don't wanna play. I don't wanna play these games no more. I don't.
Hump Day Wednesday, Loud Boy Kule up in here, the Social Lab. Hey, TM Hyman Radio, your hip hop informer, 905 out here in the East, coming to you live out of the A. What's popping, everybody? Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, welcome to Hump Day. We call it Hump Day Wednesday. Trying to help you get over the hump, all that noise coming out of Charlotte. But we're going to go all the way over to the Tampa Bay area first. Stop in with Hot Chocolate. What's popping?
Hey, hey, everybody. Happy Hump Day. Let's get over this hump. Like, let's do it. Get to the weekend.
Absolutely. We're going to slide right into Friday. Hey, I'm so ready for the weekend. I'm headed out there, headed to the Tampa Bay area to check my family out. I haven't been out to Florida in a minute. So stopping past, maybe we can go out to Brandon and, pick up some sushi while I'm out there. Hot Chocolate.
Let's do it.
We can make that happen.
Let's do it.
Going out to Charlotte, North Carolina. Madam Boston. Hopefully he's feeling a little better. What up, Bosty? What's poppin'?
Hey, yo, I don't know, but I'm alive. I'm popping in Charlotte.
You pop right there, you go.
That's what it is.
There you go.
Good afternoon in the morning time.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon in the morning time. I missed y'all. I really did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right back at
Let's
you.
Talk about this nonsense of plastic surgery.
Some would argue you to the ground calling it nonsense.
Yeah.
What is that? This is the new it thing. This is that new it thing. The Dr. Jones, I believe, Dr. Crawford, Dr. Miami. Listen,
yeah.
There's a lot
Dr.
of these
Miami.
Doctors getting it popping. Mm-hmm. Getting it popping. I believe Dr. Jones and Dr. Crawford are part of that crew out here. Believe it or not. This is what I hear. You know, I hear that right around the corner from where I am is Atlanta Plastic. That's what I hear. Right around the corner. We'll talk about that and much, much more. Listen, Atlanta Plastic, for those who don't know, is an actual television show that focuses on three black plastic surgeons and the growing popularity with minorities. Now, I must have been under a rock for quite some time, and I thought I was pretty relevant. Clearly, I'm not relevant at all because I had no clue that black people.
Right. Right. You're not alone though.
He whispered it.
Okay, so I feel a little better. The fact that I'm not alone. Okay.
Because I started looking at it like, why? How is everyone getting the same size butt? And it's regardless of whether they were skinny or full figured. Hell, my size. I mean, when you 5'2" and your ass sticks out past your ankles. I mean.
You call that the K Michelle?
Okay, and even she had to take some of it off. It was too much.
Mm-hmm.
This is that new ick thing. We're talking about plastic surgery going wild. It's the Social Lab.
First page of the next chapter. The best way to display this perfect rapture. We young. You see this album's put together to give hope for dreamers and believers that needed to go for broke. Go. Overthrow the radio for promoting these jokes. Bring back the code of rules for the scrolls that I wrote. Treasure. Look, we gotta do better as people. It's to the point that the love for the cheddar is lethal. How many soldiers gotta die at the hands of them people? Let's make a stand and rise above all the lies that are seen through. I take the torch and lead the way, only pray that it's peaceful. Legendary like the Beatles, wait for the sequel. Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap homes. My policy is to never fail. You hear me? Make sure
sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap, homie. My policy is to never fail. I'm trying to motivate the people. Fresh out the gate, we here to bully all the bullshit. Not to intimidate, but liberate the music. I fight for revolution of the movement. My underground railroad zone is for the truest. Coolest of students who surpass the cruelest. Triumphs of lions who grind through the sewage. Roar, we shall not be denied here. All aboard, sing along, this is our year. Pure finesse will be defined here. Accompanied by hard drums and a live snare. We got this cosmic rock shit. Cops in lock with the promise of profit. Modest to say the least, nigga, we solid. Rest in peace, Tupac and Christopher Wallace. Awkwardly polished, this thing was awesome. Who come for torture just to get started, huh? Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap, homie. My policy is to never fail. Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap, homie. My policy is to never fail. I'm trying to motivate the people.
Yep, 9-11 p.m. here. Uh-oh. 9-11 p.m. here, TFI Radio. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and the General Social Lab here on Hump Day Wednesday. And our topic tonight is that the craziness and the uncapped, unseen, unheard of phenomenon of plastic surgery these days and why everybody is going so crazy for it. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in.
It's the new sauce.
I don't know.
It's that sauce.
I don't know why they're it's more than the sauce. I'm not really sure. Like, first of all, where are y'all getting the money to pay for this surgery? Is my
yes,
it's cheaper than it was perceived to have been. Let me say that. And then everybody and their mother is doing surgery.
Don't email me.
Including the people who are giving, you know, the bootleg butt injections with caulk and glue and cement and all of that type of thing. So, number one, do your research on all of the doctors, whether it be Dr. Miami or, you know, the Atlanta doctors or whoever you
doctor,
choose
whoever,
to go. Right. Whoever you choose to
Yo,
get under the knife
of,
with.
A lot of people going out to the DR. And going out to the DR and the PR.
Dominican Republic, to Mexico, to Puerto Rico, they're giving packages away when you go and stay at these resorts where you can get surgery and recover at the resort.
Yeah, they got things where you can bring a friend, you know, and you get discounts and stuff. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got a
$3,000 ad.
The funniest thing that I heard recently was a interview that Trick Daddy did on a show that we're not going to mention the name of. I think I mentioned this a little bit on Monday, but it was the funniest interview that I heard in a long time because, you know, first of all, men are getting plastic surgery, and so that blows my mind. But you know, Trick Daddy was real transparent about, you know, some of his escapades. And you know, what he likes to do and what he's, you know, popular for. And, you know, he was flat out and saying, you know, if he was to get anything done, you know, he would get a penis job, right? And so, first of all, that sounds extremely painful to me to get, you know, a penis job, you know.
Right, I don't even have one anymore.
You know, it just sounds painful. But ladies and gentlemen, you can get anything done inside or outside of America in 2016. If you want to get a different toe, if you want your toes to look different,
you might be
limping for 6 months, but your toes can look different.
They'll be pretty. body.
You can get a
toes.
Different eye color.
Yes,
favorite celebrities are changing their eye color. Yes.
Yo.
Unbelievable.
And not with contact.
Tiny really did hers. I saw her on an interview on another morning show. And yeah, her eyes are definitely like this grayish color. She looked crazy as hell, but as long as she happy,
has Siberian husky puppy eyes. Yes.
Exactly.
And she went to South Africa and got them done. She didn't get them done here locally. She went to South Africa and did the surgery. Now that to me is a little extreme, but you know, hey.
But if you got it.
Right. I mean, like I tell people, you know, my ass cost $3,000. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I ain't get no shots in none of that, but that's just what I say.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I got mine from Barbara and Lucille. Mine is a one-shot deal.
Mine got made up.
What?
I don't know.
Hey. 3,000?
$3,000. Yes, is what I paid for it. Not for real.
Then,
sorry, not sorry.
You sound like you got a deal for yours.
Is it the one-shot deal?
What?
That's right. That's
shoot.
Right.
Hey, if you got a plastic surgery story, we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926.
Oh, we fam. Got my man that put me on, you know what I'm saying? One shout out to the uptown, you know what I mean?
Word
up. MCA, this is how we do any day. Me and Freaky Ty, Pretty Lou, my man. Big night. We be getting down. So this is how it goes. Let me let you know how it be in the GHE-BBO. My name Ho. Let me run it down the line. Hey, if you hit a mistake, rewind. The best, who's the worst in this here rap game?
Uh-huh.
For those that claim to be the best, I tear them out the frame. I'm representing putting Queens on the map. Devil Springs with some baggy jeans when I rap. Come up with the style, but they call versatile. But treat me like no lame, I've been in this game for a while. I seen a lot of come, I seen a lot of go. I seen a lot of break, I seen a lot of blow. Yo, it's a trip to see your fella slip. Get a grip, get a grip, get a grip, get a grip. You don't even know the half of my crew to be talking what you talking and to act like you do. Yo, say, you tried to cross the line and hit the border. LB fam, start attacking, someone's acting out of order. Put on your leather gloves and hats and get your pits and bats. And get the gats just in case you take it to the stats. The Lex Coos, the Beamers, and the Benz. And all of my ladies and my men.
Uh-huh.
And all of my people,
yo.
My man, keep your head up into the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with Bubba, no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride.
Nowadays,
punks be frontin' like they ill. That bustin' cash ain't got a goddamn thing to do with you. Recognize what you frontin' for. Oh, I know your style, you never hit a blunt before. Or you're just another in the race.
Man, you better stop
faking jacks, taking up space. To me, you're nothing but the needle in the haystack. Listen, kid, I've been doing this here for ways back. In the day, Ace Juice trade, at the best, up at Zimbabwe. Hey, move the best, I want the best to come test me. So I can release the stretch from my test, G. Is you down to go pound for pound? Toe to toe, global, go round for round. I'm wondering, cause I bring the thunder and the rain, causing confusion to your brain. It's the Lex Coos, the Beamers, and the Benz. And all of my ladies and my men. And all of my peoples in the pens. Keep your head up and to the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with bumping, no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride, ride, ride. Keep the jams live for the year 95. I got more niggas in my tribe than this bees in the beehive. LB fam, every day say hi. Mr. G, every day hi. Concentrate to get my thing straight. Make a place before it's too damn late. The Lost Boys, yeah, that's who I bees with. That's who I runs with, who I smoke trees with. Pack your bag, head out of town. I'll be back around, so be gone before sundown. From Jamaica comes f***ing name geeks with techniques for the streets, so for rough neck beats. There's rumors going around about the cheeks can't remain with me.
and my band, we chop the smooth like a chainsaw. Talk what you wanna, do what you gotta. Well, let me tell you something, man, you can't do me nada. Let's cruise the Beamers and the band. To all of my ladies and my men, and all of my peoples in the pen. Yo, keep your head up and to the hood.
Hey. Let me hear you say ride. Yo, ride. You are inside the Social Lab, Tia Hyman Radio, Mr. Hyman, Hot Chocolate,
what
and myself, Madam Boston. Yo, tonight we are talking about plastic surgery gone wild. And, yeah, like we were, you know, talking on before
like,
we went
like,
to break.
Like that $3,000 booty you got over there.
Okay, see, they can't front on it. They can't front on it. You see what I'm saying? Y'all saw it. Y'all saw it. They only knew, right? But I honestly never really wanted to get plastic surgery. Like, even when I broke my nose playing basketball, I didn't want them to re-break nothing. Leave it like it is. I'll look like somebody else. That's fine.
So you got a crooked nose.
Like somebody else.
Yeah.
Me neither.
But, you know, yeah. I mean, if you run your finger down the bridge of my nose, I used to have, like, a little bridge thing. It was like a family trait. And, yeah, that knocked it to the side or whatever. So that didn't even, yeah, I just look a little different. Even,
but
I had a third-degree burn. Yeah, I had a third-degree burn on my leg, and they wanted to skin graft. I was like, hell no. Let it heal the way it did. But you can't really, yeah, plastic surgery, my chill. Mm-mm. I got titanium in here. You know.
She's bionic.
Hey.
Okay, bionic.
Hey, I'll tell you something. I heard a story recently surrounding plastic surgery that kind of made me look at it different. I actually know people, you know, personally that has actually had work done. And, you know, it has been of recent that I have really come into the knowledge of the fact that, you know, a lot of minority females take this extremely seriously. But I heard a story recently about, you know, really that made me think about this different because – you never know how, you know, people really see themselves, regardless of how others may see them. You never know how people see themselves. And something that might, you know, hang low, you know, and it just hangs low to us is a major problem, right, for others. And so, you know, it is absolutely about what makes you comfortable as an individual, you know. But this is what I believe. I believe plastic surgery is like getting tattoos.
Yeah.
You know, I know very few people that have just one tattoo.
Right. Well, no, I do. You do know somebody.
You're not normal, though.
Okay, y'all go for that. Right. All right, keep going. As you were.
Yeah. You're not the average.
Thank you.
I mean, but my whole point is, I think it's something like if you're getting it done, and it's not something that you're doing for yourself, first and foremost, that's the wrong reason.
Right.
Because you will always find yourself trying to seek perfection that doesn't exist because it's through someone else's lens. It's through someone else's lens. You know, this is about awareness. This is not about judgment. Plastic surgery has gone wild in America. I'm not sure where the influence really came from, but I do know where the influence, I know where the issue is within, you know, within our community. There's an identity issue within our community that we cannot allow to dictate, you know,
what beauty is.
What beauty is. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Because a lot some people think, like, what about the couple who get it?
For a lot of people. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It is. I was just going to say I use our beloved Little Kim as the example. My take on the matter is I feel as though she was influenced not only by society telling her that she wasn't beautiful enough in the industry, a sense of low self-esteem, as well as being influenced by her friend, best friend at the time, Pamela Anderson Lee, who was big on plastic surgery herself. And I think to your example of it just not being, you know, good enough, where she would do one thing and that one little change would not satisfy her. Just like, you know, you get, just like you said, you get one tattoo, you get another one. Like, I got my first one at 26. At 45 now, I have 12 and want more.
Yes.
Now, to me, but mine are small and subtle. You know, I don't have sleeves and, you know, my entire leg done and, you know, the whole, you know, circumference of my back. They're small. Like, to me, they're just subtle changes to, you know,
but
for example,
my point,
maybe
Madam
my family members.
You get my point, though?
And yes, I can say I'm addicted to the ink. I do like it, but I don't think I could ever have that same addiction to plastic surgery, to making visible changes to my appearance.
Yeah, and I don't like anything enough to get put on my body.
Everybody has their thing, though, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, it may not be plastic surgery, but everybody has that thing. For some people, it's alcohol.
Right.
For some people, it's sex. You know, for some people, it's makeup. Right? I mean, you, like, overdo it with the damn makeup. Get out of here. Go wash your face.
Yeah.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
The hair weave, right? I mean, you've seen
and
5 pounds of weave on a head, and you, like, you know, give your friend over there some, because she looked like she has a drought going on the top of her head. You got her head and your head. Give us some.
Right, together.
What? Give
us some. We didn't do that at. Right.
917-889-3926. We're talking about plastic surgery going wild.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rims with the window crack, holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss it up.
Come on,
across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
Flex the road, sign a check for your
what?
Jigga style is love, X and O. Save all your accolades, just the dough. My game is wide, all lames aside, trying to stay alive. 100,000 for the bracelet, foolish ain't I, the chain to strain your eye. Twin platinum gun, son, aim for the sky. Ice on my bullet, you die soon as I pull it. Willies wanna rub shoulders, your money too young. See me when it gets older, your bank account grow up. Mine's is 1000 old up. Damn near out the rear trunk when I roll up. Moti till I close up, it's all basic. I've been spending hundreds since they had small faces. Rob your stash out, doubled out down in Vegas. Me and JD got it locked crazy. Where you at, haters?
Jaguar switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holler back, money ain't a thing.
Nigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bing. When you hit the bricks, new whip, money ain't a thing. Y'all wanna floss with us? Cause all across the board we burning up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. You're slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
Cake thick, I live the life. Eating crab, watching just shake this shit all night. I make the big moves. Do the
big thing. Take small groups, turn them into big names. The big dog with the big chains, frostbit bracelet, the match can't say I'm Mish, man. Type of inner that you need, Scrooge. Type of dude that a dude you should won't do, can't do. Get more burned than a candle. Too hot to hold, too much to handle. In the black sea low, he know. If she look, she go. Bye bye with Dada, and I ain't gotta say no more. I'm the truth like AI. Got the proof and stay fly. In the safety, this you could never buy. Know why? Cause I write the songs that the whole world sing. I don't know about y'all, but every night I swing. The Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes. Top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings. With the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam. Gleam in the hell with the price of the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Yeah, I wanna gloss with us. All across the board, we burn it up.
What?
Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See the money,
y'all.
Thing,
yeah. For real, till y'all ship a meal. And y'all hit her on B chick and she fit the bill. Said she loved my necklace.
Yeah.
Started relaxing. Now that's what up with, I call a chain reaction.
Whoa.
Went from wholesome to jigger, you awesome. Baby, I don't play on my jewelry, it's light gray. Platinum, spend your whole life in the day. What's down is the bed, roll the dice.
Let's play. So what you in gold, a rock and rollie with the ice bezel. Gonna take a lot more to see my level. Where I'm at, your check, you better double that. And personally, your rap is where the trouble at. I'm a Benz bubble cat, leather with the wood grain and the platinum frame.
Screaming,
it's not a game.
Gleaming
from ear to ear, wrist to wrist, ringing chain.
Even
me and Jay-Z got it locked crazy.
A
Ferrari, a Jaguar, switching four lanes. Top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam. Gleam in the hell with the price of the money.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Yeah, I wanna gloss with us. All across the board, we burn it up.
What?
Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up.
Yeah.
Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
Oh, so that's Rockefeller, Labo, you know.
Hey.
All we do
rock on.
Yeah.
Rock on. Rock on. Money in the thing. Jay-Z, that dude, Jermaine Dupri. Out of the A, we talk about the 90s. The 90s was the ish. If you agree, throw it up. If you agree,
yes.
Tonight we're
talking about plastic surgery gone wild. It's the Social Lab Team. I'm Radio hanging out with Hot Chocolate Live out of the Tampa Bay area. Madam CeeLo Boston out of Charlotte. TM out of the A, and thank you for rocking with us. Hey, we're over 100,000 strong. We don't take it for granted. Much appreciated. Listen, mentioned earlier, and it's on my mind right now, how the hell are y'all affording all this surgery? It's like 10,000 like minimum. 10,000 plus minimum. How can you afford it? If you're walking around the hood,
ain't that many payment plans.
If you're walking around a hood with a fat $10,000 booty, but Pee Wee nose is snotty, you should be shame.
That's right.
My thing is, if you don't own your own house, if you don't own your own home, to me, it's no different than putting rims on a car when you live with your mother.
Right.
Like, get a house first and then worry.
You got rims in your panties and you rent. Something's not right.
What?
Sure ain't.
I know, right?
That should have been a down payment on a crib. Get your priorities straight.
Hey,
$500
for escrow.
Listen, it could be strategy now, and we just behind in times. It could be that I'm going to use the investment to get the rims so that I can use the rims to get the money.
Uh-oh.
Now,
that's a plan.
That's working backwards.
That's
a heck of a gamble.
I'm just trying to give you benefit of the doubt.
That's a heck of a gamble, boy. That's like shooting the dice with all the money on black in Vegas, and it hits red every time.
Hey.
Exactly.
Hey, everybody don't think alike. Everybody don't think the same.
You can't put gas in your car, but you got rims.
You feel me, coupon lady? Do you feel me out there? Everybody don't think alike, right? Everybody don't think like you, coupon lady. You know?
No, man.
People want to go get the rims put on, boop, boop, and, you know, coupon lady. Have you ever thought about getting a lump back there? And how much would you pay for it?
Coupon lady says her lump is priceless, number one, and she didn't have to pay for it.
Hey, they are telling me that the coupon lady wants to respond a live out of Plant City tonight. She's live. Hey, listen, literally, she threw her hand up. Literally,
okay.
If you want to know about, you know, how to go into Walmart and come out with a whole aisle for $2, you want to talk to this lady. Coupon lady, talk to her. Have you ever thought about getting a lump back there, coupon lady?
First and foremost, I have one naturally.
Get it, boo.
You got to tell them about it. You got a lump naturally.
That's my friend. Yeah. That's my friend.
She got a shelf already, and she ain't paid for it. It's plastic.
She said a shelf for over our 100,000 listeners. She said a shelf.
Okay.
Now,
looking like a
chair. If you don't have a shelf when you leave Dr. Miami, you wasted your money.
Okay. Looking like a chair from the back. I'm trying to tell you. It's, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe you never thought about a booty. Have you ever thought about getting anything nipped or tucked?
Not really. And then anytime I think I may want to think about it, I watch this show about plastic surgery, and absolutely changed my mind.
Okay. So, I mean, what was it about the show?
One, it is so extremely invasive, and it looks so painful. Plus, you know, the most common thing is like breast augmentation and, you know, Brazilian butt lift. I'm not fond of somebody taking off my nipples, and then I will never get sensation in it again.
Right.
What's the point of having boobs if your nipples don't work?
Exactly. Ain't no milk coming
out
of them.
You want those nipples to work. You definitely
you
want those
never
nipples
breastfeed.
To work. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Breastfeeding is off the table.
Yeah.
At that point. I don't know.
And I think
it's big enough. Like, it gets hot.
I think for me, I have a friend who had augmentation done, and hers didn't settle right, meaning when you get the breast augmentation, they're sitting up unnaturally high, and they're supposed
right,
to fall back into the natural position within a few weeks after the surgery. So after she had her first surgery, one fell, but the other did not. So she wasn't happy with that. She went back to the same doctors and got them done again. This is the second set where she went in Miami. It wasn't necessarily quote unquote Dr. Miami, but it was a fairly well-known, reputable, you know, doctor's office where you go, you have the consultation, you have the surgery, you stay in the area overnight, you come back and have a follow-up with the same doctor, and if everything is deemed well, he releases you and you go back home. So after getting the second set done, she goes back the next day for her follow-up and finds that she has internal bleeding, so much so that they have to remove the second set and found that there was a lot of scar tissue that they ended up having to remove in order to get the second set to even place correctly to heal to sit. So she has had the scar tissue scraped out and have a third set placed in. All of this is within 1 year.
Oh.
Ladies.
And they still haven't settled correctly.
Oh, no.
So her body is basically rejecting. Her body's rejecting them.
Do not lose your nipples or end up with lopsided nipples trying to get bigger breasts. The risk is just doesn't quite measure up. Hey, it's the
it's
social lab. This is Jasmine.
Rock the house and a Mary J. Rock the house and a Jasmine. Rock the house and a it's showtime. Rock the house and a chilling in the drop top, real love blasting. This is the remix, Mary J. and Jasmine. The beat sick, I think I need an aspirin. What's the 411? They've been asking, huh?
How can I buy somebody else if I can't love myself enough to know when it's time, time to let go?
I need all your hands in the air right now.
On and on and on.
General Mary J. and Jasmine Sullivan, Foolish That Remix featuring Swizzy. 917-889-3926 is the number. If you want to weigh in, make sure you press 1 so our engineer knows that you are here to interact with us on the topic of plastic surgery and how crazy it's gotten. Now, we've discussed a lot of plastic surgery horror stories and, you know, just basically information regarding women and what they do. Don't get it messed up. Men do plastic surgery too, and what I found very crazy is that there are men getting calf implants.
Oh,
and
wow, yeah.
Pectoral implants?
What's that?
Like to,
what's that?
Your calf. And your pec.
ALF. Your lower leg and your pectorals.
There's no need.
You know, I guess.
There are machines. There's machines in the gym that can get that together.
There are,
yeah,
but I guess they're trying to feed the result of that work in, you know, Planet Fitness or One Anytime Fitness or One Life Fitness or, you know, wherever it is that you go to get your swole on. But, yeah, you got to – I wouldn't say put a calf implant in to make yourself look more buff.
But think about it, though. Calves are some sexy somethings now. That's a man with nice calves, though. I mean, I don't want the implant.
It doesn't take that much work to get nice calves.
No,
really.
Yes, but those calves can do things
calves,
in the bed.
My calves are pretty. My yes, calves
are
pretty solid. In
yes,
all,
they are.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All I needed, and all you have to do to get your calves together, to be honest, is to really go up a few flights of stairs a few times a week, and your calves will get right together. I mean, really, come on, folks. A lot of this is because we're lazy as hell, and we live in a popcorn microwave society, and we want everything like right now. But the reality is this, specifically for all these butts, right? For all these young butts with all these implants, what do you think is going to happen when you have a baby? Yeah, the young butts that haven't had babies yet. That haven't had the babies yet. You know, we're thinking about now. We're not thinking about the future. Because what I see is like $15,000 down the drain. Because that butt's going to go like, wow. I mean,
that butt's going to go south.
It's not going to look the same.
But it's gonna
come on,
down.
Exercise and fruits and vegetables is really the answer. I know that's like yuck, and extra yuck, but that's really the answer. I mean, if you're going to sustain it, right? If I'm going to do something, I want to throw this out here right now. Because if I pop up and y'all be like, who is that? I'll be like, that's T.M. Hyman. You're like, what?
Right.
What the what?
Looking like the Rock.
It's not going to be.
Looking like
it's
the Rock.
It's not going to be because I went and had calf implants or pec implants, or I had a face reconstruction. It's going to be what? Because that nigga got his hair back. He got his hair back.
Oh my God, I would trip out. I would definitely trip out.
His hair back.
Right.
Get out of here.
I'm done.
Go hard. Go hard if you're going to go hard.
Go hard
I'm
go
about
home.
To hang up my headphones. I promise you.
Go
that
hard.
Fool said because he got
go
off his head.
Go hard
hair
if you
want to
go hard.
Done.
Hey, it's 9:47.
Well, listen,
we'll be right back.
LeBron did it.
Get it.
Hey, no, stop the record. Go. You said LeBron jokes all day.
Dad, LeBron did it. You can do it too.
Think you may need
what?
All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it, oh. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But I love you. I swear you're the best.
as tall as George Jefferson.
Well, I guess that's more the kids that we in the Yarmulke as a kid, I guess. I don't know.
Listen, the bottom line is this, folks. It comes down to how you feel about yourself, right? Listen, plastic surgery is just like anything else you go to shop for. If you couldn't get it if it wasn't available. So just like anything, it's a service available to you. It's not what you do, it's why and how you do it, right? Make it worth it. Make it worth it and never do it for somebody else. Always do it for yourself. That's the takeaway message tonight. You know, this is about awareness, not about judgment, because I'm telling you, that's about the only thing I would do. I don't think I would do Botox. You know, I'm definitely not going to reconstruct my face. You know, I'm good with my penis.
You don't need
size,
to.
Right? I'm good with my penis. I don't want no pecs. I don't want no calf implants. Right? I'm good. I'll exercise and eat right if I want to look right. That's the bottom line.
People need to do
Stop
is just
lazy,
wash
America.
Your face. Wash your face often, like, you know, twice a day. That'll keep you looking young. Wash your feet. They'll keep those pretty. So you don't have to
watch
get
your sun exposure.
Implants, toenails, you know. There are people who get their toenails done. Like, not just regular paint. I'm talking about acrylic
extension.
And extended toenails and, like, woo!
Too much. Hey,
oh, my gosh. Way too much.
Listen, folks.
Way too much.
Life is too short.
I think men with small penises, though, should be allowed to get, you know, surgery. I feel for them.
It sounds painful.
Hey, it'll be pleasurable after.
I'm gonna leave that one.
Hey, y'all, I gotta roll, man. I'm in these streets still, right out here in D.C., man. So. I can't tell y'all where I'm at. I can't disclose that information. But, yo, man, I'm still rolling down the block. I still got the bag of 2 for $5. You know what I'm saying? Just came from Rosecrans because the 2 for $5 is banging. And if you want to be a monkey, then be a gorilla. Peace.
Do it. Do it, Sade.
Okay. Don't be out there scaring them white people. That's not nice.
Oh, hey, y'all catch my man Uber. Y'all catch my man Uber.
Okay.
Out of the CMV tonight, that thing all day. Hey, it's the Social Lab TMI Radio. It's 9:58. We will be back on Friday inside the Social Lab. It might even be a ladies' night, possibly, on Friday.
Possibly.
Hey, Tampa, here I come.
We're
going to rock out. Hey, much love to the ladies of TM Hyman Radio. Hey, take us out of here,
folks. We love you back.
We out.
Whatever you do, do it well. Yes.
And, yes, we are the ladies of TM Hyman Radio, your girl, Hot Shot, Madam Boston, Dee Dee Willingham, Toya Cooper, and we appreciate our men as well, the General, Sade James, as well as Big Coop and Tamir Ruffin, a.k.a. Nokio. We will be back on Friday, and make sure that you go to tmhymanradiolive.com and sign up for that newsletter. Get down with us. Got a lot of big things.
If you don't, we're
going to
stop.
Make sure you keep it locked. Over 100,000 strong, baby.
Exactly. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Michael Jackson, Jordan, don't matter to me, they both. I'm all in this, all in this. I'm locked and loaded, ready to go like a gun at dawn. I'm all in between, that's all that we need. Everybody rocking, nobody stopping, this song is probably on.
Listen, all you like. Tattoos showing out the shower in the mirror, go to clicking on the light.
Cut them off.
And this ain't what you like. I can lay you on your back, then they hit you with the pound game. Pin you down so you can't run in and out game. Hit you from the back, probably get you with the mouth game. Ain't nobody business, it's an all thing. Spit all in with the